All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and it's Grimm's Comics Corner with the boys, Volume 3. You know, you guys have been waiting for it, so here it is. Good for the Soul. I haven't even read it myself. Ooh, 2008. Okay, well, this is a little different. In a world where costume heroes soar through the sky and mass vigilantes prowl the night, someone's gonna make sure the suits don't get out of line, and someone will. Billy Butcher, Wee Huey, Mother's Milk, the Frenchman and the Female are the boys, a CIA-backed team of very dangerous people, each one dedicated to the struggle against the most lethal force on Earth, superpower. Some superheroes have to be watched, some have to be controlled, and some of them sometimes need to be taken out of the picture. That's when you call in the boys. In Good for the Soul, everyone has something to get off their chest. Frenchie and Female are up to something nasty with the Mafia. Mother's Milk goes to see his mom, Annie January wants a word with God himself, and Butcher enjoys yet another ghastly tryst with CIA Director Rayner. The Legend, meanwhile, offers to tell Huey everything he wants to know about the boys. All Huey has to do is take a walk with the dead. And, in I Tell You No Lie, G.I., the beans are spilled. 60 years of vaunt, American superhero agenda for America, with every dirty trick, shady deal, and black operation since World War II revealed at last. The boys, meanwhile, confront the Seven on the site of the superhero's greatest failure. The worst secret of all is what really happened early one September morning, not so long ago, in New York City. 15 through 22. Sounds good. Good for the Soul, Part 1. I've come to find out if you're there or not. You see what I did? Well, part of me still can't believe I had it in me to do that, but there's no denying it happened. I did it. It was real. But what they did and everything that's happened since, it seems to me that that's on you. That maybe, I don't know, that you're punishing me. And that's the part I find kind of scary. But that's on me. I made the choice and it's my responsibility. I'm not blaming anyone except myself. Okay, so it was differently. But then she says, but yeah, that's on you. Okay, sometimes it's hard with the panels. Because if you are there, that would suggest you're just a little bit sadistic. Only the biggest Philistine would contend that Edge Comics' most groundbreaking title of the 90s was anything other than the sublime Nuncemancer. That's bullshit, dude. Everyone knows it was Reverend Swear. Oh dear. I don't know. I always kind of liked Busy Dick, the only man. Ah, fellow sophisticate. Edge Comics are elf-tastic, dude. Excuse me? I wonder if I could ask you gentlemen a teensy tiny question. Yes? Have any of you seen anywhere around the store a sign or notice that would indicate that you were in a library? No. So what the fuck makes you think you can read the goddamn fucking books without paying for the motherfucking things? Half a fucking hour you've been creasing the fucking covers, sweating on them with your just stained fucking fingers, talking your stupid goddamn bullshit, and I have to stand here and fucking listen to it? Get out! Get the fuck out! You come back in here, I'm gonna violate all three of you with a goddamn Marv statue! Go! Ah! The Watchman. Well, no, that's Transmetropolitan. You ever think Giuseppe might be a wee bit blasé about your customer base, Sean? Well, friends we got. You ain't gotta do a whole lot of business to stay in business, if you know what I mean. You may as well go on down, Huey. He's expecting you. He's not gonna be getting a blowjob off some scrubber or anything, is he? Ah. You bastard! You fucking scumbag! I hate you! I hate you! I hate you! I hate you! Do you hear me, you asshole? I hate you! Not fucking yet, you don't, love. Woof! Ah-ha! Ah! Ah! Oh, yes! Mmm! It's been 6 months, and I don't know. I guess I'm still a superhero. I mean, I knew it would be different from the Young Americans, but, well, With them, I did a little bit of crime fighting and disaster relief and a lot of work with kids and church charities. With the Seven, I've done almost no crime fighting or disaster relief, and even then, all I did was fly cover while A-Train and Jack from Jupiter recaptured the Suckling and an awful lot of corporate appearances, which in turn seemed to necessitate some pretty in-depth rereading of our contracts. That's gotta be a bit of a recurring theme. And then there's the man from Vought American. He sits and watches every meeting, never says a word, just sees. He's in a room with people who can slide their fingers through titanium, and I don't hear his heart rate or his breathing alter one iota. There's not a single doubt in his mind that he's in charge. But yes, the corporate things for Vought, of course. I met Vic the Veep, the very first one I went to. I was amazed. It's not the stuff people say about his accent or the way he mangles words. It's that he genuinely only seems to have one single facial expression. That's something else I never thought I'd do. Denigrate a man holding the office of vice president. Refer to him by a nickname, never mind cast aspersions on his intellect. But I don't know. I did it, and you didn't exactly rush to strike me down. Maybe I'm a slow learner. Actually, in light of what we're talking about, I don't think there's any maybe about it. As far as I'm concerned, the stupid bitch deserves it. If she can't even figure out we don't go undercover, I mean, we're the Seven, for Christ's sake, not fucking Donnie Brasco. What's this? You didn't tell him about... You tell him. Okay, well, we convince you know who, the 14 are back, and we tell her they're infiltrating human society in Chelsea. We have to get a mole into their organization, so if she'll change into her civvies and go to a certain bar at a certain time, she'll meet a secret contact who'll tell her what to do. And the name of that contact is, we tell her, Leslie Bean. Oh, Jesus. Excuse me, I'm looking for Les Bean? Hello, is there a Les Bean here? Anyway, she goes into this dyke place and starts asking around for old Les, and eventually one of them takes offense and punches her. Boom! She panics. 1 million candle power, blind rug munchers running around screaming like banshees. Exit Nancy fucking Drew, stage left. I don't think you told me the right bar. Ha 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 ha. Uh-huh. Very good. Better than Mike Hunt, at any rate. Dude, we should try that next. Shit, why not? She's been dumb enough to fall for just about everything else. Actually, she's not stupid. That's the interesting thing. She's a believer. A subtle but important distinction. What? See where I'm going with this? Ain't seen the other one around, have you, kid? No. Sorry. Shit. Don't ever get your feet cut off, I tell ya. Butcher tell you what this is about? No, mister. Legend. No, he just told me I had to pick something up. Ain't no mister about it, kid. Ain't nothing more or less than the legend. Nah, your boss bullshitted you. Probably figured you'd hear what it was and panic. Your old pal the Blarney Cock's back in town. What? Wait a minute. You mean there's a new one? Another soup's taken on the name? No, I mean the son of a bitch you killed's come back from the dead. The actual Blarney Cock. Where is the goddamn thing? Oh, fuck me. These assholes are always doing it, kid, just like in the fucking comic books. Idea is even the grave can't hold a real hero. Public sees some cocksucker alive and well after he died, and makes them think the soups are more super than ever. All bullshit. There's enough Compound V left in their brains to kind of jumpstart them. They do a couple of PR appearances, wave to the camera. After that, they're kept well in the background. Why are they not quite right? They're retarded. You can reanimate a body, but a mind? Good fucking luck. So Teenage Kicks are having the press over next week. Show them their little miracle buddy. We want you to make sure there ain't nothing for them to show. You mean kill them again? Why me? Point Butcher's trying to make. The boys kill you, you stay killed. Aye. To me, as well as the fucking soups. Come again? He likes reminding me I have to hurt folk. So I handle this one alone. Someone I've already... Christ. What's in it for you then? Let's just say you'd be doing me a favor. Huh? All I'd really be doing is putting a corpse back in the ground, is that right? Yeah. And you'd owe me a favor because of this? Yeah. Right, as soon as it's over, I'm coming back down here, and then you and... and then you and me are going to have a wee talk. And you're going to answer all my questions about the boys and what they've been up to over the years, and Butcher, all of it. Because I've been working for him for 6 months now, and half the time I think I'm none the fucking wiser. Sounds to me like you've learned plenty, kid. You got yourself a deal. I guess it might be good for everyone to know just where they stand. Eventually I went home. Maybe to visit. Maybe for good. I wasn't sure. I didn't fly. Didn't feel like it. I needed a drummer boy. I needed that closeness we'd had when we led the team together. That warmth. That sense that everything would be alright. I thought our love was strong enough that I could stand the time apart, but now all I could imagine was flinging myself into his arms and never letting go again. Really, all I wanted was to be with someone who'd be kind to me. I'll give you three guesses. Drummer boy? Holy Mary? Oh, shit. Starlight? Oh, Jesus, Annie. We had no idea you were coming. No, I never called, did I? So, I guess we finally have a table for meetings. Annie, I'm sorry. It was... You said S-H-I-T. And you took the Lord's name in vain. Fill in the blanks. He was lonely. He was scared. He thought I might have dumped him. Now I joined the Seven. It was just the once. Okay. It wasn't just the once. It had gotten to be a kind of thing. The team had figured I was gone for good. They loosened up a little. There was stuff I hadn't known about when I was with them. I came back to New York. I had nowhere else to go. It makes me sad because there are people in the world that think good has to mean stupid. And I was always sure things didn't have to be that way. But here I am. My friends, my heroes, the people I loved, all the things I believed about the world, their lies, they're shattered. So is my God a lie too? Is that the way it is? You tell me. You fucking prick. Piss off. You know you deserve that. What? In what fucking twisted corner of your mind? Wait a minute. Is this about Moscow? Is this what you're talking about? Bloody right it is. As well you know, so don't come the innocent with me. Grow up, will you? Just think about it for 1 minute. The Ivans discover an attempted coup d'etat involving the Russian Communist Party backed by an American corporation. See if you can tell me what happens next. But they would have discovered fuck all, would they? The whole point was to have it to hold over the cunts at Vought. But you didn't have the bollocks for that. Because you're as terrified as the soups as every other wanker in the game. Vought American have a lot of superpower at their disposal. No one's denying that. But have you thought about what else they have? Friends, Butcher. And Congress and the media and the White House. Vic the Veep, for God's sake. How far do you think we'd really get if we tried something like this? It's too late anyway. Things have already been set in motion. Meaning, Joseph Chumenko is going swimming, and the bloke I nabbed's already fallen out of a C-130 over the Bering Strait. Give us a shout if you ever want that question answered, Madame Director. Oh, don't be so dramatic. We both know you're not about to jump ship. I'd have thought you'd be happy. Anyway, you wiped out every single soup involved, and yes, thanks for leaving us to clean that one up. Very much appreciated, I assure you. Little Nina tried to do for us, remember, on this Vought Tosser's recommendation. I didn't feel like leaving all that muscle around for the next thing the twats have got planned. Besides, the order said terminate. I terminated. You know perfectly well I meant Nina Namanko, not 150 other people. 150 soups, Rainer. Don't get sentimental, eh? You have Compound V and you too. You know it's not as simple as that. You see, this is the kind of stuff that worries me about you. That really does get me thinking. Well, if I ever stick a cape on and start using ordinary human beings to wipe me arse with, you'll know you were right to worry, won't you? Look, I didn't mean... You remember the day we met? What? November, 01. Christ, the fucking gleam you had in your eye. Be nice to put it down to me winning charm, but that weren't it. Dakota Bob had just gone into Pakistan. B-52 strikes were spilling over into Afghanistan. Quite a long way over, as a matter of fact. And you and the rest were fucking loving it, because every village got it. Got hit, forgetting the women and kiddies for a minute. Meant another lot of Taliban gone. And every one of them, and every one of them cunts went down, met another eyewitness dead and buried. To the shit the company had them doing, when you were all such good mates back in the 80s. Running guns to people you shouldn't, wet work in friendly countries, heroin. No written orders for any of them strikes. But if there was, I wonder whose name would have been on them. We deserve each other, you and me. You're not there. All my life. Annie? Are you all right, sweetheart? Do you remember me? I'm... Huey! Huey, I'm sorry, but please, please, be nice to me. Just for a minute. Just don't do anything awful. Just please, be nice. Annie, why on earth wouldn't I be? Jings! Or jings, rather. Yeah, he just says jings. Yeah, he doesn't say, like... Next, female trouble. 16. Alright, here we go. Good for the Soul, Part 2. 224 East 24th? That doesn't make sense. And don't let them have too much sugar. I swear to God, if they... I want a hot dog! Daddy! Okay, we're all gonna go to the zoo now. Who wants to go to the zoo? You still come here? Aye, when I'm happy. I still really like it. What about you? And somewhere I was happy, so I suppose I come to remind myself. Aw, come on, Ann. You're not seriously trying to tell me you've been miserable for the last 6 months, are you? Come on, now, Ann. Oh, it means girl or woman. You know, I suppose it might just possibly qualify as being a wee bit sexist. Ann? Is it like broad or dame? It's more like love or pet. I mean... Not like, you know, I mean just friendly like. So what's the matter anyway? What's the matter? What isn't the matter? My life's a mess. My job's about a million miles from what I thought it would be. My coworkers pretty much despise me and my face just falling apart. Though I'm wondering now if it was all that strong to begin with. Oh, you're a Christian or whatever, are you? I suppose so. Do you remember I said I had to do some things to get the job I wanted? Aye, you said you weren't too wild about it. Ashamed would be a better word. I used to go around being really positive all the time. I'm sure people thought I was a complete idiot, but it just came naturally to me. I thought it was the way God would want me to be. I've had a pretty easy life, Huey, and I gave thanks to God for it. And when bad stuff came along, I thought God was responsible for that, too. I told myself, one of the things I told myself was that He wanted me to do it, like a test. Life was tougher in the big leagues or the big city, and just because I was up all the time didn't mean I was naive about what goes on in the world. So I went ahead and did it. And later on, when it all went sour, I started blaming God for what had happened. These were the kind of things I told myself, but it was really just my own ambition. It was me. It was me. It was me. Well, I don't know what this thing was you did, Annie. It's none of my business anyway. But I'll tell you this. The last three women but one I knew, they blamed their problems on everyone except themselves. Was the one nice? She was lovely. I'm sorry for unloading on you like that. I guess it all came out in a bit of a rush. It's all right, Annie. Would you like to come out for a drink with me tonight? I mean, I gotta go back to work now, but I'd be free about 7 or 8 if... I'd really like that. Fuck's sake, Huey. Carpe bloody diem, boy. OS LaFem? MM, listen, I wanted to ask you... where's the fucking remote? I don't know, I ain't seen her all... You know the bugs we put in Teenage Kix's place? Did they find them all? Most likely they did. I can't say for sure. Try taking the van up there and coaster. Oh, sorry, mate. My Zello is always here. There's nowhere else for her to go. The van? Will they not remember it from last time? So rent a different one and move the shit over. Frenchie, ain't none of us knows what's going on in that head of hers. Well, it'd still work, aye? Why the fuck wouldn't it? Just park across the street and see what you can tune in. How come I'm supposed to know all the goddamn answers around here? Murday. I found the remote by myself, if that's any good to you. On the right, Huey. Eh? Remember to drive on the right. Oh, aye. Y'all like motherfucking children, swear to God. Friday afternoon frolics, then. Silly little bitch? Dunno. It's not like we actually need her. It's not the point. Nobody misses these things. Nobody. But we'll just have to start without her. Firstly and most importantly is tomorrow's vice presidential visit. There's going to be a lot of press with us, so watch your smiles, either warm or wise. So if you aren't nodding, you should go for sentimental. We know the routine. I'm glad to hear that because this will be no ordinary visit. So where's the dude from Moscow? Here. And Vic's speech will be anything but routine. Uh-huh. Because A, he's going to be reopening the question of superpower and national defense, and B, he hasn't cleared the speech with Dakota Bob's office. Jesus Christ, that's kind of upping the ante, isn't it? I mean, doing it from here especially. Which is why nobody is to mention it outside of this room. Security on this is total. I trust that's completely clear? Popcorn? Don't mind if I fucking do. Shite! Oh fuck, MM's gonna be raging about that. No. The bastards, they've pulled out every bloody one. A public appearance? Are you serious? Like that? Ah, you wee stoner. Look, we need someone. I mean, shout out. Can't come back for another couple of months yet. Do we want him to come back at all? Yeah, I was wondering about that. I mean, he's either fully out, which means we can say goodbye to Middle America, or he announces his gayness is cured, at which point we can pack up and leave town because we'll never hear the fucking end of it. Right, so the point is, if we're looking for some kind of boost, it's not going to come from shout out. So, should it be fucking Blarney Cock? Look at him. Look! Wow. Jesus wept. Okay, so it's not ideal. Here's our fallen comrade back from the great beyond, insert some bullshit about battling race for his life force and ready to take his place in Teenage Kicks once again. Pissing himself? Oh, no, that's just ectoplasm from his recently reassimilated soul. Well, I was actually going to go with karmic wheel thing, you know, except he somehow ends up back in his own body. Instead of some kind of shit-eating cockroach, you mean? Or one of those tropical fish that swims up here. Jesus Christ, get him away from the window. Get away from there, you stupid fuck. Ah, no. What the fuck is he doing? Is he sniffing? Guy here to see you, E. I'm fucking eating. Yeah, thing is, it's about her. You mean, yeah. Bonjour, Monsieur. What can I do for you? I'd like you to tell me where you have sent my friend, the female. And I would like you to swear that you will never contact her again. Get the fuck out of here. I must ask you to reconsider, Monsieur. I know you are Le Patron Louis, Le Grand Fromage. You are the king of how you say, little whoopily. No, it ain't how we fucking say. Throw this fucking cocksucker out of here. Now! Voice says, Le Capitaine, n'est-ce pas? And they are your soldiers. You like to speak as if you are at war. But I wonder if you've ever truly seen one. Le guerre. Strange that it should be feminine. Do you not think? Alright, how's it going? Oh, double vodka, please. Neat. Are you okay? Jinx, Sierra Nevada, please. No, I'm fine. Boy, she had a really masculine voice, didn't she? I didn't know it was her voice. She's the one that wanted the double vodka. Okay. No, I'm fine. I just heard this guy I used to know was back in town, and I needed to see him with my own eyes. Bit of a surprise, like, you know, is he a friend? No, he's someone I'm meant to be sort of looking after. I'm just trying to work out the best way to do it. Yeah? I like this bar, by the way. It's got a really classic look. All the mirrors and the old wood. It's nice, isn't it? It's handy for where I work, too. The Flatiron. Where's that? Cool. Aye, it is. It's a wee bit of a dump on the inside, but it's amazing. I mean, here I am going to work in this icon. Famous all over the world, you know? It's like sometimes I'll just be walking down the street and I'll see the Empire State Building or the Chrysler. And I mean, half the time I can't even believe they exist. You said it would be the place that would keep you here when we met. What about you? Do you think you'll stay here? I don't know. I don't have anything much to go back to. I don't have anything, really. I guess I should be looking for something to keep me here. Oh, same again, please. What are you? I think it's Chardonnay. I hope you do stay. Oh? I think it'd be a shame for someone to come to New York and not to work out for them, you know? It's just pure magic here. I hate the thought of anyone having to leave. When I was wee, I wanted to work in a zoo because I liked all the animals and all. But when I got a bit older, I realized I'd have to shovel an awful lot of... I love your accent. I love listening to you talk. Well, that's nice. Were you here for a bit before I got here or something? Only a couple of minutes, he... Annie, do you do drink, don't you? No! No, no, that's the funny thing. I never even touched a drop before. Ha! He! Ha! 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 Sorry. You're all right, love. You're just not used to it. But you asked me out and everything. You're all right. We'll do it another time, aye? We'll go back to the park or somewhere you can't get bevied up. You are such a nice person, and I'm pathetic. Come on, now. Come home with me. I want you. I know what you think you want. And I'm telling you, you don't want to be making a decision in the state you're in at the moment. Go on home and get some sleep. See how you feel about it in the morning. You are so nice. Listen, love, if I ever take advantage of you, it'll totally be because you're drunk or emotionally vulnerable. But not both, all right? Good night, Huey. Good night, Annie. Sleep well. That was the right thing to do. And I am not an arsehole. I'm not an arsehole. I'm definitely not an arsehole. I told you, I don't know. I got a lot to do. I got people. Oh, I know you got people, that bitch in Queens. Jesus Christ, will you get off my back? I got work to do. I'll get home when I fucking get home. Fine. I go to the store on Hudson. Where's Monsieur Carter goes to buy his tea bags? How does he say? The Brit shop. I buy the good English candy, not shitty American chemical things. Chocolate limes. I know it's not for the money. I know it is because you cannot. Not. You think this way is not so bad, because only bad men suffer. But it's not so simple. It keeps a terrible thing alive, and Monsieur Carter will be annoyed, because he does not like distractions. And it is bad for you to do it for no reason, for your heart. You can catch him. He is not quite gone. Or, well, Shorty Chocolat? Bon. And now we ride the subway home and go to Battery Park to watch the stars come out. Ah, why am I such a fucking arsehole? Oh, you fucked up. You know, he did fuck up. I don't know, with Me Too, a lot of people would say, yeah, he did the right thing. A lot of guys, hey, hold on, Grim. You know about Me Too. She could have said something. She already did say one. Well, no, that was in the series. Don't get the series mixed up with the comic. But, yeah, she could say something, and that would have been bad on him. Next, Mother's Milk. 17. Oh. You know that dude? We caught him in Detroit that time. Yeah? Shit, what the fuck was his name? God damn this looking motherfucker. Had like a... Yeah. Look, mate, if you want to stand here talking bollocks about the good old days all afternoon, fine. But you know as well as I do, you're gonna have to go in there eventually. Yeah. I'll come back and pick you up in the morning, alright? Mama? It's me, Mama. Mama, you there? Good for the Soul, Part 3. Axe! Aye, right. You're gonna get an axe. You're gonna cut off some lad's head off with the fucking thing, for Christ's sake. Ask Butcher, except the whole bloody point is to do it without Butcher. I think he was crying. Crying? Well, he had tears coming out of his eyes. It's what it looked like. He's just been brought back from the dead. It could have been fucking embalming fluid. Jesus! Or come. Two of you making up for lost time? Fuck you, Dog Knot. That's your game, you cocksucker. You and our illustrious leader. Me and Blarney Cock were as straight as an arrow. Watch your mouth. Oh yeah, big game, big man. You weren't such hot shit when that English bastard caved your face in, were you? Whack job. I am fucking warning you. Can we all just put our dicks away for 1 minute, please? Tell me, if you actually had a dick, would it have lots of little cuts up the shaft? Fuck you. The point is, he's gone. Can we all at least agree on that much? Good. So what do we do? Call Vought? No fucking way do we call Vought. They'll think we're a bunch of assholes. We can't cope on our... You don't think the ship might have already sailed on that one? All right, knock it off. He's a reanimated corpse with something like 3% of original brain function. What can he do, really? And how difficult is it going to be for the six of us working together to catch him? Did Dr. Carlin say anything? Feed him and clean him. There haven't been too many of these. They're still figuring a lot of stuff out. The Seven and the G-Men have had like one each. We could always try talking to them. You know what the Seven would do if you even fucking mentioned the Lamplighter? Shite. This is not you, Huey. This is not you at all. There you are. My lady. I'm supposed to give you shit about missing the meeting yesterday. Let's not say we did. Shit given. I'm sorry, I don't care. Did I miss anything important? Probably. Well, thank you. What for? Piss boy. Coming right up, my lady. Canceled the whole thing. He isn't coming at all? If he's not making the speech, what reason has he to come here? Oh, I don't know. Avoiding making us look like shit, maybe something like that. I mean, I can't say I'm sorry the speech got nixed. I was uncomfortable with the idea all along. Not that I wouldn't have been a good soldier about it. But to be blown off by the VP. Live with it. And don't think the speech is going away either. There'll be another time in another place. What ought to concern you is how the president's people found out. Because need to know on this one was Vic's office, me, and you. Well, Vic's... those people? Come on. Fuck. You're not thinking. I mean, okay, maybe A-Train or Jack, but with what they stand to lose, why would anyone... Whoever it was got word to Dakota Bob through channels. They didn't go to the media, which would be both cheap and obvious. So it was a shot, a subtle one, frustrating the Vought American agenda, causing internal rather than public embarrassment. Does that sound like A-Train or Jack? So who is... So the fucking place is bugged by who? Because I... You surprised me, Homelander. You weren't this slow on the uptake when Teenage Kicks had their little mishap last year. Getting to be a habit of yours. Listening at keyholes. I'm so embarrassed. I mean, I remember everything. Huey, I'm sorry. Don't be daft. It was your first time on the bevy. I'm surprised you weren't climbing the walls. You're not underage or anything like that, are you? Because I don't want to get done for supplying an alcohol to a minor. You won't. I really like you, Huey. I don't know why. I barely know you. Also, I'm the worst judge of character in the entire world. But you seem like you might be someone true. You can't be the... Trust me. I think there's something very small but very real between us, and that's precious. I get the sense you've been through some bad stuff, and I want you to know I'd never do anything to hurt your heart more than it might have been already. But I need you to promise me the same thing, Huey, because I can't bear the thought of any more meanness or cruelty. I just can't. If the world really is the way I've come to think it is, what's between us is more precious than gold. Jinx. If I'm wrong, you're not wrong. I'm just a wee bit scared of jumping. Well, I'm not going to push you, Huey. Promise me. What on earth are you doing with him? Oh, I just fancied a pet, you know. He's cute. Aye, his name's Jamie. I thought I'd have to keep him a secret, but they even feed him when I'm away and all. Listen, are you sure you're all right here? We can't go to my place, Huey. Aye, but sorry. I don't have very much experience. I do. Oh, God, Huey. No one ever... I'm not very good at the female orgasm there. As far as making the sound. Stop the car, mate. Wanna walk for a bit? No, that's it. Motherfuck, this shit ever gonna be over? You want it to be? Whoa. No. Sick fucking thing is, I can feel it working. Ain't been 10 minutes since I walked out of there, and I feel buzzed. Like, I want to feel like shit. I want to be fucking disgusted, but... You know who lives around here? Huh? Want to give Huey a lift to work? Damn. Charming, isn't it? Fuck's sake, Huey. Since when do you switch your bleeding phone off? Fuck is he doing here? I'll have to nip up and get him. Oh, he thinks it's authentic or something. The real New York, like these dickheads always saying they miss so much. Huh. Get yourself mugged or raped or some shit, then we're gonna talk about real. 2 minutes. Ugh. Come on. Ugh. About bloody time. And what I say to you about switching your... What? Nothing, mate. I got a taxi waiting. Take your time. Who was that? Just my boss. Give us a second here. Ah, no. Huey? I think I might have had a kind of a timing issue. Oof. You had to. That's actually legitimate laughter from me. Yeah, that's funny. Noof, noof. Noof, noof. Wow. I want my hamster back. Battle with the honor of humanity. 18. First you leave it turned off, and then you forget the bloody thing? Huey, sorry, you go on the train. You go on, I'll get the train. Sorry. Shite. Well, again, Mr. Potamus. See that crazy motherfucker? Can't stop, I'm sorry. Motherfucker's crazy. Just me, Jamie. Here, what's the... game? What the fuck? Good for the soul, conclusion. So what does that shit mean exactly, management? What it says on the side of the tin, I suppose. Carry on keeping them in line, status quo. Job we sign up for, in other words. Well, we got enough shit on the seven to pay it. We got enough shit on the seven and payback to stop him getting ambitious. G-Man and the small fry, the reputation's probably enough. Which is not to say there won't be a dickhead or two having got the message if you're looking for someone to flex your muscles on. Yeah. I just got that thing I always get after I see Mama. Like I want to fuck somebody up real bad, you know? It'll pass, I know. How about you? How are you doing with this? I mean, Rayner wants him managed. You ain't usually happy unless you stir in the pot some way or another. How you gonna get that shit in line? You know me, mate. Don't wanna rock the boat. No, I ain't in team. Ain't that the way they say it? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, what the fuck are you... How did you... kill me? What? No, killed me. No, don't say that. Don't. Why? I'm sorry. Please, I'm sorry. Don't say that. I didn't mean to. I swear to God. I was scared and you were hurting me. I mean, I thought you were gonna kill me. I'm no good in fights. I was just fucking panic and I lashed out. I swear to fuck, I feel terrible. It's been eating at me ever since. I've hardly slept. I dream about it. I'm sorry, please. I'm sorry. Jesus, what are you... For fuck's sake, stop it. Will you look at you? Fuck... Stop pissing, you stupid bastard. Jesus Christ. That's fucking charming, that is. I mean, that's just wonderful. That really does say it all. I want my hamster back. What? Oh, God. Why? Why couldn't the earth have just opened up and swallowed me there and then? Still, not a problem. You'll never see him again. The one good person in your life, and you can't possibly ever see him again. Homelander's sending the Deep to talk to them. Be interesting to see what comes of that. Why the Deep? Because if he went himself, he might not be able to hold it onto his temper. And then it's all bets off. What's the deal with these guys anyway? Is it something to do with what happened to Lamplighter? Because every time I ask, it's a very scary story. I'll tell you when you're old enough. Look who I see. Huh? Hey, where the fuck have you been? Queen Mav already spoke to me about missing the meeting. It won't happen again. Oh, you think that's good enough, do you? You know how pissed the Homelander was? Having the guy from VOD sitting in on a meeting of the Six? Please, A-Train, I'd rather not do this. Too bad, Starlight. This is a VOD American I'm talking about. This is the fucking money. Please. And we don't fuck around in front of the... Drop dead, needle dick. Ha! She would know, I suppose. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, no. I don't want to be like them. Hey, Wama. Get away from him. You're not having him. He's mine. My Herbie. What? He's not caught. Herbie, his name's Jamie. Herbie. Jamie, and you used to keep him stuck up your arse. There's no fucking way you're having him. It's cruel to the animal. It's cruelty to animals, so it is. Herbie. Listen to me. You are not leaving here with that hamster. His name's Jamie. He's with me, and you can fuck off. Llama, I'm all back! Herbie! Here, fuck's sake. Ah! Ah, get off me, you fucking minging bastard! Get off! Ugh! Shite! Ah, Jesus! Ah, fuck! Ah, no! The anaconda, which can reach lengths of up to 40 feet, and according to some experts, even bigger. Its huge coils can crush the life from its prey in seconds. Prey that is included in human beings. Frenchie, turn that shit off, will ya? Lady Lemaire. Pourquoi? I just try to concentrate here. I got a lot of tape to transcribe. My cess nature's top 5 killing machine, sur le Wonder Channel, le Prefer de la Femme. I know she digs it. I just don't want to be thinking about giant fucking snakes right. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Forget it. Morning, all. Jings? You alright, M.M.? Ugh. What's the matter with... Must have been something he ate. That anywhere near over, Frenchie? You gonna watch something else? When we come back, amazing slow-motion footage of great white sharks on the attack, and according to some experts, this big fish could be getting even bigger. Alka and plus the serpents. So not much going on today, then. So not much going on today then. Not a lot. Paperwork. J'ai name Matre Jamai Life Jacket Encore. So I was watching CSI last night, you know? Oh yeah? It's really amazing the stuff they have these days, you know, that they use on the show. I mean, you wonder how anyone gets away with anything nowadays. I mean, you know, if you had to get rid of a body or whatever, I mean, how would you do it so they never knew it was you? If I had to do it, wait for it, aye. And I didn't want the lads on CSI to get me, wait for it, aye. I'd probably stick the bod in an oil drum and soak it in about a gallon of petrol, which I remember to call gas because I'd be buying it off of a septic. And I'd chuck whatever the petrol came in on top of it. Then I'd light a match. Know what else I'd do? What? Buy me new girlfriend a calendar. Oh, ha, 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 fucking ha. Yo, butcher. Yeah. Oh, it's a eh? Oh. Yeah? The homelander knows you informed the White House of the VP's visit and his intended speech. He wants to know what you thought you were doing, and if the truth still holds. Well, if he really wanted to know, he'd have come himself, wouldn't he? Instead of sending a tit like you. That reminds me. Did they find any of the bugs after I made the call to Monkey? No. I shut them all down. They would have run a sweep right away. Prehistoric ancestor as long as 60 feet. And who is to say that somewhere in the depths of... Well, let me know when you switch them back on. Ah, Monsieur Carcouter. What is it, Frenchie? I remember I have the 7 surveillance now complete. You may watch at any time. Yeah, I have been, Frenchie. That's what we were talking about. No. Atlas Archives. Or the archives. Before we started up again last year, recorders were running the whole time. Oh, yeah. Be up to about when we had our pop at the Kicks, wouldn't it? Yeah, I'll have to get round to looking at that. See what it was the dirty sods were up to. Shite! Fuck's sake! Come on! Bit close, Huey. Ah! Told ya. Jesus. I really don't know what to say. Or if I should even say anything. I mean, I killed you and you're gone. I didn't mean to, but you're trying to hurt me or kill me, and that's just what happened. Twice. Well, you were a bit of a bad lad, but you had your mates, and I'm sure you liked your bevy, and... I'm sorry. Oh, for Christ's sake, this is ridiculous. I mean, what am I doing here, burning you, standing over you like you're Darth fucking Vader or something? You were an arsehole. You were a fucking wanker. Why should I feel sorry for the likes of you? Ugh. You may as well come on out. I can hear you trying not to laugh. I'm sorry, mate. It was when you fell on your arse. I know. It was just... It was my thing, and I wanted to do it my way. I wanted to end it my way. I mean, you wouldn't have said anything, would you? You just sent him on fire and fucked off. Yeah. Aye. But it's all ridiculous. It always just turns out daft. Doesn't matter what I try to do. Like, I meet this lassie, and she's absolutely smashing. I really feel like I might have something great in my life. Something normal people have, just to anchor all this fucking madness. But we all know how that one turned out, don't we? And then the fucking cunt earlier on today, I'm trying to apologize to him. I mean, I'm practically in bits, right? And you know what he does? Starts pissing. You're joking. No. I don't know. What are you doing here anyway? I thought the idea was I did this one on my own. Ah, just wanted to see how you'd handle it. You were right about one thing anyway. He was a cunt. But if you want to tell him you're sorry or say anything else to him, you do it. Get it off your chest and that. Be good for you. You do the job the way you want to, mate. So you off to see the legend tomorrow? Find out all our deep, dark secrets? You knew about that? I know everything, Huey. Ain't you twigged that yet? Oi, terror! So who's this bird you've been seeing then? 19. Where to begin? How about World War II, huh? It's never a bad place to start. I tell you no lie, GI, part 1. By the summer of 1945, our boys had told you on the run in the Pacific and were closing in on the Jap home islands. The end of the war was in sight at last. Then out of the blue, a couple of our carrier air groups were re-equipped with a brand new fighter, the VAC F-7U Grizzly. And all of a sudden, the Japs weren't running quite as fast as they were before. The Grizzly was fast and it had range. But it got rushed in the service before the kinks had been ironed out. The engine cut if the pilot pulled too much G. The guns were the new 60 caliber things, which jammed after even a short burst. In other words, the goddamn thing couldn't fight. And that was just the tip of the iceberg. To get the range, they'd stuck fuel tanks every place they could, including one right under the seat, which would have been fine so long as they remembered to make it self-sealing. And they did. They put it right at the top of the list of things to do. For the Mark II. The Navy was pissed, and then some, because all of a sudden the fleet had no damn air cover. The kamikazes were getting through, sinking the carriers and the troop ships, screwing up the island invasions. The pilots were crying out to be given their Corsairs and Hellcats back so they could get on with winning the war. Then Truman dropped the bombs on Japan, and the point was moot. Today the F-7U is barely a footnote in history books. You get a couple of the old pilot guys talking about it on the History Channel, still cursing VAC, still asking why they had to fly the turd that killed so many of their buddies. But that's about all. The C stood for Consolidated. They're long gone. You want to take a guess and tell me what the VA stands for? Vought American. Got it in one. It's all right, Terror. I know, mate, I know. So, what's the problem? But why would the Navy take such a terrible plane off them? And why'd they make it so fucking shite to begin with? Pure goddamn desperation. They know the war's only got so long to go. They want to get their product out there. Navy gave them the contract. They don't deliver. They're never going to get another. So they cut a few corners, skip a couple test flights, maybe even fake the results, do what it takes to make the deadline. What the fuck? It ain't like they gotta fly the son of a bitch. And the Navy pilots who do, well, they write reports saying no fucking way and the goddamn deliveries go ahead anyhow. Why? I hear you're a conspiracy nut. Well, this is a conspiracy, kid. It ain't ancient gods and aliens and coded shit on the dollar bill. It ain't even a secret. It's some ordinary folks do for a living. Every day of the week, it's business. I've always said that. Why'd the Navy take the Grizzly? Because they were ordered to. Where'd the order come from? The Purchasing Commission, and the War Department, and Congress, and everywhere else Vought American has friends. All the senators and reps whose campaigns they backed, all their own people, they got appointed to committees. There's nothing new about it, nothing unique about it. Grumman and General Motors and Colt do it to this day, and most important of all, I'll say it again, there ain't nothing secret about it. Go outside on the street and shout war economy. Shout military industrial complex. Then find me someone won't say, yeah, so? Then what? Turns out Vaughn ain't even that good at it. They got the business side down okay, got their hands up all the right asses, but somehow they never got the product right. And then they find something they are good at. And this is a secret. Matter of fact, it's the one you came here to find out. Insect. You betcha, my lady. This is bullshit. She sits there like she's royalty, swilling those fucking martinis like they're going out of fashion. She is royalty. Give me a break, and the rest of them are off confronting these ultimate fucking badasses, and would someone please tell me what it is about them seriously? But because I'm still considered a goddamn newbie, I'm stuck here with you doing this. We all have our crosses to bear, A-Train. Whatever. The Homelander says this is important. He says we should take a good long look because it's what happens to anyone who underestimates these, whomever they are. C-H-R-I-S-I-S-H. Besides, everyone's supposed to take a turn, aren't they? Jesus, what's that smell? Mucking out the lamp lighter? Why, here. Rubbing salt in the wound, I suppose. Down to business. We thought the agreement still stood. We were unaware of having done anything that would negate it. Given what happened last time, I personally can't imagine why you'd want to reopen hostilities, rather. Unless Colonel Mallory has finished mourning those two little girls and returned to the fold, which I doubt. And I know for a fact that the lamplighter is still trying to recharge his lamp with his feces. Yet here we are. Teenage kicks were one thing. Oh, they got your note, by the way. Barrel of burned bones. Charming. But fucking up Vic's speech was something else entirely. Never mind that you've been bugging our home, no doubt, from the very beginning. You took a shot at Vaught. You used us to do it. And as I say, I have no idea why you'd want to, unless our very existence is enough to drive you to distraction. There's a purchase that sums up our situation perfectly. It's mutually assured destruction, and look, are you actually planning on saying anything today? Ha! Pardon, monsieur. Pardon. Vaught kept backing the wrong horse. They had the political clout they needed, but the shit they were foisting on in the Air Force and the Army. Jesus Christ. Now, this war was fine so long as there wasn't a war on. You fill the contract, you get any negative reports from the military buried. No one's using your lousy equipment for real, so who the hell's gonna know, right? Goodbye, my darling. Hello, Vietnam. Uh-huh. And hello, the M20 Assault Rifle. The latest from VAC's Firearms Division. The straw that almost fucks them, too. You don't need to know what's wrong with it by now. You gotta be seeing a pattern. First, there's just a few murmurs, but Vaught keep a lid on them. Then, in late 65, you get the Battle of Adrang Valley, and our guys are in a stand-up fight with the Gooks for the very first time. They're surrounded and outnumbered, but they ain't sweating it. They got 1,000 men, they got air support, artillery, hell, they should have been able to shoot back. They're surrounded and outnumbered, but they ain't sweating it. They got 1,000 men, they got air support, artillery, hell, they'd have been able to shoot back, they'd have won for sure. Week after they go in, U.S. relief units reach the IA Drang. First thing the boys on the UAC is 1,000 severed heads. And smack in the middle of that, they see. At least it turned out to be good for something. You're fucking right, I'm seeing a pattern. I mean, how many guys of these cunts got killed over the years? They don't care. Business is business. This time it looks like they've really gone too far. Once the story breaks, there's an outcry, and it's Vaught's bad luck that Bobby Kennedy himself comes after him. He's looking for a platform, a crusade. LBJ's convinced he's coming after Nam itself, so he's ecstatic when Bobby picks on Vaught. Documents get leaked. A subcommittee's appointed. Senator Kennedy condemns Second Little Bighorn. Vaught American Consolidated stocks plummet. Vaught publicly take it in the ass all summer. When the last transmissions from IA Drang are broadcast, no one in Washington can save them. It is game, set, and fuck you. And we all lived happily ever after. Bobby's on the ticket for 68. Congress extends the draft for Johnson. Revenge for our boys. And the Army gets the M16, which is still a piece of shit. But at least when you pull the trigger, bullets might come out the end. VAC do best of all. They go bust, just vanish. 3 years later, there's a meteorite strike in Wyoming, and they come back as Vought American. Meet the Homelander? The Homelander. The boys at Vought had finally found their niche. Couldn't you do this at super speed or whatever you call it? All I do is spray shit all over the place. My control's never been all that great. No, I heard about that poor girl in Scotland. Girl in where? Ooh. This is sick. He shouldn't be alive. He's not. He's one of these V-boosted, brain-damaged, revived assholes like Nubia or the Blarney Cock before whatever it was happened to him. Well, then he just shouldn't be. If this is just a ploy to make me angry, assuming you've somehow forgotten just how catastrophic the consequences would be, I have to tell you it isn't working. So if you really do intend to keep it up, I've better things to do with my time. We'll just let the chips fall where they may, shall we? Why do you hate me so much? I don't mean this problem with super people in general, or why your team has the agenda that it does. I mean, why do you hate me? I can hear your heart rate, you know. You can keep your face perfectly still, but can't stop your heart pounding along like that. And I know it's not from fear. I'd be able to smell it. It's anger. Exactly the same as the last time we met. I asked the others afterwards, and none of them picked up on it. All they got was a constant sense of disdain, like you barely thought they were worth looking at. Actually, you didn't look at them. You couldn't take your eyes off me. To the best of my knowledge, we'd never met before that point, but it's quite clearly deeply personal. So what did I do to you, or... I don't know. To someone close to you? Now we're getting somewhere. This is one secret origin everybody knows. Little baby at the bottom of a crater. Not even a spaceship to his name. Comes all the way from the stars alone. Inside a week, he's a grown boy. Week after that, he's a teenager. He fell out of the sky, for Christ's sakes. He's a miracle. But they found him out on the prairie. He couldn't be more American. It's perfect. Bunch of bullshit, too. He's been in a silo in South Dakota for 18 years with a hydrogen bomb strapped to his ass, so they're sure they can trust him. The story's for the press, who lap it up like cream, of course. Hell, doesn't everyone? They sure as shit lap him up. Vought have taught him well, and he's a willing pupil. He gets that smile just right, and when he speaks, shit, all bets are off. He's humble, so he doesn't intimidate the men. He's vulnerable, so the women get to add a little romance to their fuck fantasies. The right like him because he's powerful and he's ours. The left like him because he's smart and he's got a sense of humor, so at least this walking goddamn bomb is human. But where did he... they fucking grew him. First of a new breed, Vought's had a team manipulating Compound V, refining it. They inject it in a fetus and implant the thing in some retarded broad. Kills her stone dead at birth. Not that anyone gives a shit about that. Retarded? Wait a minute, how does it kill her? They'll know for sure. Whatever it does, it takes out the entire medical team handling the birth, too, hence the goddamn H-bomb. The woman's from some drug trial Vought's been running turns out to have no legal guardian. The woman from some drug trial Vought's been running turns out to have no legal guardian. Just her bad luck, I guess. Anyhow, he grows up and he calms down and he's such a big success, they do it again. They get real good at it. Black Noir is first, then Maeve, then Jack from Jupiter, then the Deep, then the Lamplighter, then Mr. Marathon. He's the fuck A-Train replaced a year or two ago. They do it 7 times. There's been soup since the 40s, but they can all officially go screw. These guys are the nukes of their sticks of dynamite. Vought has something they can work with at last. They know how to play the system. They got it sewn up real tight, but up till now they've had a shitty product. Not no more. So the 7 are the only ones Vought came up with this way? They're stronger than everybody else? There's a couple of G-fucks might come close to them. Stormfront from Payback, maybe. But they're just accidents, and the 7 are bred to be the best. So why just 7? Kid, the shit the butcher pumped into your neck costs 19 billion bucks a pop. And all it does is guarantee a permanent boost to your system in one shot. Which puts you ahead of 4 out of 5 suits, by the way. You imagine what it costs to grow one of these arseholes from the ground up? Jings. Things in there you don't want to think about, believe me. Alright, here's something else I've been wondering about. If the suits are really so powerful, why don't they just get together and take over the world? Why do they trust the Homelander, or not just him or the 7, any of them? What, are you kidding me? Why does anyone obey the law? So society stays the way it is, because that's what makes the most folks comfortable, and it's the same for soups. ruling the world to be a motherfucker, especially next to enjoying the fruits of being powerful. And it just the way it is. Let me try that one again. Ruling the world to be a motherfucker, especially next to enjoying the fruits of being powerful, and it just the way it is. That's why there's more superheroes than supervillains, because they know a good goddamn thing when they see it. Because the status quo works, which is exactly where the trouble starts. The public can't get enough of the Seven. Fodder making money hand over fist. They got a brand as good as the flag. They ought to be. What they don't got no more is competition. Number one in a field of one. They leave the other corporations lying in the dust. But the other guys ain't fooled. They know what Vodder doing. Now is getting ready to come at them. Business, remember? Except the others all defense contractors. That's where the real money is. That's how they know what comes next for Vod is weaponizing soups. And that eventually, by a long and twisted trail, is why there ain't no goddamn Brooklyn Bridge anymore. Let's take a break, kid. I think I could use a cup of coffee. Next, Secrets of the Letter Column. 20. Gee, Tim, I don't know for sure. Maybe Lady Speargun just started feeling broody? Then again, the answer to your question might lie with editor Luscious Liz DeMarco and hubby Jumpin' Jonathan, inker extraordinaire, and the recent arrival of their own bundle of joy. I asked Lactate and Liz for the inside scoop, but she just burst into tears. Women. Okay, troopers, that's all for this issue. Keep your eyes on the horizon of surprises. Stay clear of the onanist opposition, and remember to punch the sky. Splendido, the legend. You know, it's amazing to me that you used to write this stuff. I can't tell you how many times I've wanted to write cocksuckers. I tell you no lie, G.I., part 2. Jesus fucking Christ, that was like trying to pass a cinder block. I swear those two gorillas upstairs are putting something in the food. So who's this twist I hear you been seeing, huh? The one where you went down on her wounded clam. For fuck's sake, he told you about that? Wouldn't you? No, I'd try and show a bit of, I don't know, a bit of, what am I saying? Her name's Annie, and I don't even know if I'm seeing her. She's not been returning my calls. You mean you want to see her again? Of course I do. It's just a stupid accident. It's no reason to fucking dump someone. You're a hell of a sport, kid. I hope she appreciates it. Tell her next time the least she could do is yell fire in the hole. Okay. Okay? It's funny. The Seven take off big time. Hell, they're like a movie come to life. The merchandising alone doubles Vought American's profits for the next 2 years. Bell, Dow, GE, the rest of them, they're watching all this like hawks. They never understood before just why Vought sunk so much in the soups over the years. There was a thing in 44 when VAC convinced Ike to try a team in the front line, and Greg and Mallory can tell you how that turned out. But Christ, they get it now. It's the early 70s, don't forget. NOM's winding down badly. And that's their thing. That's what the other corporations have been making their money off of. Well, it's finished now, and Vought look like they've got the next 10 years in the bag. Let's watch it. Or rather, let's face it. What would you rather watch? Green Mob's tits or America bugging out? If ever anyone backed the wrong goddamn horse. Hang on a minute. Who's Greg and Mallory? All in good time, my friend. Vought's competitors decide to go for the jugular. They got no choice. It's either step up or be brought out. So they go after Jonah Vogelbaum. VAC pulled him out of Germany in the 30s. His family was meant to join him stateside, but someone fucked up and they died in the camps. He's the one came up with the Compound V. Didn't want to breed super fucks for the Nazis, so he got in touch with Vought. Been working for him ever since. The Seven are his triumph after a lifetime of trial and error. But he never seems to give a shit. Could be the work matters more than result. Could be his wife and kids are on his mind every day for over 40 goddamn years. Because when these assholes have him kidnapped and they say, guess what, you're working for us now, you're going to give us soups that make Vought's team look like clockwork toys, Vogelbaum's reaction is to slit his fucking wrists. Son of a bitch finally opened his eyes. Saw what he'd started. Saw where it was going to go. What this does is leave the other guys nowhere, and Vought all stymied. They still got Vogelbaum's notes. They ain't got his genius. Their idea was to come up with more like the Seven, but cheaper than the goddamn national deficit for each soup. Forget it. They can do cheaper, but that kind of has its price, if you know what I mean. Oh, well, that's your G-men right there. And then the Young Americans. Okay. That's all the other teams. Payback. And then you have Teenage Kicks. And then you have the G-Men. I guess that's supposed to be Wolverine, except it's Hammer. Hammer guy. And then Young Americans. Okay, I get it. Crap, soups, aren't they all? Vaughn, do what they can. Revamp one of the old 40s outfits, see how far nostalgia takes them. Start a couple of new ones, too. They know they'll never match the big boys, but it sure don't hurt to have the numbers. The opposition back the fuck off fast. They've overstepped big time, and the last thing any CEO wants is the deep knocking on the boardroom door. From now on, they'll do it the old-fashioned way. What you're looking at, by the way, are the four other teams tied directly to Vought American. All that V out there means suits by the thousand, but without company backing, without the lab boys in particular, 90% of them ain't worth squat. Now why am I showing you a bunch of goddamn comic books instead of photos of these sons of bitches? Because this is where you come in, aye? Give the boy a fucking no prize. There we go. I killed them, whoever they were. I mean, I must have. No one does the things you've done for anything less. Was it here on this day? Hot or cold? Cold. Some other time, then. We've established that it's personal. That means friend, family, or lover? Friend? Some comrade at arms who took a bullet for you? Hot or cold? Cold. Family? Kids? There's something irreversible about you. You're in this all the way. You don't expect to come out the other side. Nothing to live for, but all the same. Cold. Lover? Hot. And more than just a lover, am I right? Hot. Yes. Hotter. Yes, hot. Hotter by the second. Wife. What does it soups do? Apart from liquor and whores and narcotics, apart from a life Caligula would have envied, what do the bastards actually do? You mean, how do they get the money for it? I mean, how do they survive? You're looking at it. Any soup with any sense has his own comic book, kid. If he's lucky, he has two or three, or a place in a team book, or maybe his own goddamn line. It ain't just the money that can be good. That can be good. That can be not so good. It's protection. That was my job. Back when I worked for Vought American. When I was a Victory Comics man. What I did is make those fucking cocksuckers look good. I gave folks suits like they wanted suits to be. Gave them that adventure and romance that lived up to the image. No one wants their heroes sleazy and fucked up. So you feed them a dream. And they'll buy the t-shirts and watch the TV shows, which is where the real money is, by the way. And the last thing they'll do is try looking any further. And people think the real soups are the same way? Enough do. Folks love fantasy. Beats the shit out of reality any day of the week. Really? What, are you kidding me? You taking a fucking look at reality lately? It wasn't difficult. Mostly you made shit up. Now and again, two of the fucks had gotten into a bar fight or something. So that month, Brontor's powers went out of control and Heave-Ho had to take him down. Get it? The Homelander changed all that overnight. One look and I knew this was a whole new set of problems. Not explaining away black eyes and busted teeth. Not some golden age asshole getting photographed with a cock in his mouth. This was a living weapon. And they gave him to you, sorta? Hell, I asked for him. What, for the challenge? Like, let's say I had a couple of reasons. Now, one of the things Vought used him for, apart from bullshit publicity where he'd hold up a bridge scheduled for demolition anyway, was taking out rogue soups. These were the dumb few who didn't see what a sweet thing they had going. It was up to me to find an angle on shit like that. But with Vought owning a TV channel and a couple of newspapers, reality could get kind of fuzzy. Usually you'd have a little bit of wiggle room. Let's say the big man seen in Idaho, near where some fruitcake went postal. Okay, send him to Idaho. Eat my ass, Homelander, you prick, you blonde motherfucker. You can eat out my dirty ass. Just don't show him doing what he did when he was there. Professor Bonsai, no, don't let it end like this. Self-destruct, I win after all, old foe, I win. Fucking Slope. What works for him works just as well for the rest of them. The comics take off. They take off. The money rolls in. Next up for Vought is the Holy Grail, defense contracts, and it's starting to look like nothing can stop him. Well, that was 60 minutes of pure joy. I notice how whining about it the whole time really helped to speed things up. Fuck you. You're trying to tell me that you enjoyed that? It's late. You're trying to tell me that you enjoyed that any more than I did? Cleaning up some retarded zombie shit? Can we just get out of here? Jesus, you really do think you're something special. You're too good for me, is that it, Starlight? Too good to talk to me, even? Yeah, you know I can see how you would think that. After all, you're the one who's been down on her knees with three of the team's dicks in her mouth. I'm not denying it. I don't think I'm better than you, A-Train, but you've never been anything but completely horrible to me, so you'll forgive me if I don't spend any more time around you than I have to. Cry me a fucking river. I took my share of shit when I first got here. I don't see why you should be any different. Look, if this is about the needle dick thing, you know the real reason you're in the Seven, don't you? For fun, we wanted to amuse ourselves. So we took a look at all the wannabe teams and we said, who's the most goody two-shoes, virgin stuck-up little twat who'd do anything to get ahead? Who'd look best with a load of cum all over a stupid whore face? And lo and be fucking hold. Well, I'm glad it worked out for you, because it's the only way someone like you could ever get his hands on someone like me. You think so? The opposition go back to doing what they do best. They spend, and they spend, and they spend. A dozen corporations, when it comes to budget, the sky's the goddamn limit. They're already up both parties' asses, but now they start to fuck. They contribute to every campaign they can, legally or otherwise, and by 79, I shit you not, they own 2/3 of Congress. Every president and vice president from Ford to Clinton has been on the team to one degree or another. And all for one goal, stop Vought American. It's the military-industrial complex versus the very goddamn notion of superhuman defense, and these motherfuckers ain't playing games. Hell, they know what's at stake. They lose a single contract to Vought, the world gets to see how an anti-missile system stacks up against heat vision, and that one don't pan out the way you hope it will. There's only one outfit in town can supply the product, and you ain't them. Every Yahoo from Singapore to Saudi's gonna want his own team of soups. Guess what that's gonna do to your profits for the quarter? But Vic the Veep? Yeah, at first Vought flounder. Not one of the services allowed to touch him. The obvious thing to do is play politics too, but soup money or not, they're just one corporation. No way, Jose. Around 81, someone has a brainwave that goes nowhere, but always got a kick out of... Hold on. Around 81, someone has a brainwave that goes nowhere, but I always got a kick out of. They put a poll in the field to see how folks would feel about voting for the Homelander. Less than 5% say they'd go for it. Everyone loves suits, but that much power in power is a no-no. One broad they asked says it'd be scary. Says it'd be like voting for Jesus or something. So Vought decide on the long game. They let their suits be soups. They make money off them as celebrities and what have you. Then they take that money and invest it wisely. Buy influence. Buy people that might just be big one day. Year by year, inch by inch, they get closer to where they want to be. And all of a sudden, it's the year 2000, and opposition have found the perfect candidate for November. Dakota Bob Schaefer, old school Republican, Halliburton man, and hard as cold as the Badlands themselves. But Vought have the perfect man, too. They finally got all their ducks in a row. Every favor they can call in, all the pressure they can bring to bear, 20 years worth, and it's enough. Ex-CEO Victor K. Newman joins Bob on the Republican ticket. Neocon. Family's been with the company since the days of VAC. Mine like an empty bucket, just waiting to be filled, and you can bet it will be. They wanted an idiot? Point ain't smarts, kid. It's obedience. First place they looked was the Bush family, but their latest fortunate son had just managed to take his own head off with a chainsaw. Anyhow, Vought have finally done it. Got one of their own on the inside. A pro-soup candidate in a goddamn presidential election. And the rest is history. I've no idea when or how I did this. Someone standing in the wrong place when large objects were being flung through the air, perhaps? I don't particularly care. But it's quite incredible that you should take a simple grudge as far as you have. So much of evil. So much blood yet to be shed. Then again, perhaps it's not all that remarkable, now that I stop and think about it. Such incredible ire over so little. Because you're not really a man for grand causes, are you? No, I think we can both agree you're made of baser stuff. Know what? While you've been listening to me heartbeat, sniffing me sweat, and watching every one of me responses, banging on like the clever bastard you are. Hold on. Let's try that again. While you've been listening to me heartbeat and sniffing me sweat and watching every one of me responses banging on like the clever bastard you think you are, you know what old Tara's been doing while you've been wanking off to the sound of your own voice? What? Fuck, Jesus Christ, good lad. Fucking little. You harm one hair in his head and it starts now. Right this second. No fucking about. Now. Over a dog? My dog. Hot or cold? You're insane. If this is how you want it, that's okay by us. As of this moment, you can start doing your worst. But I can hear your heartbeat. I can smell your sweat. And I can tell you here and now, you truly are out of your... Fuck off, cunt. Excuse me. Fuck off, cunt. All right, Terror. Off we go. Nothing much happens for the first 8 months of the Schaefer-Newman administration. Then comes September. Can you tell me what happens in September, kid? Who can't? Go ahead. They crash a plane into the Brooklyn Bridge, kill about 1,000 people. Next thing you know, we've invaded Pakistan. Who crashed it? Terrorists, for fuck's sake. The terrorists don't crash shit in the shit. They board the flight at Boston Logan. Seize control right after takeoff. Plan is to fly the thing into the South Tower of the World Trade Center. They don't give a fuck about the Brooklyn Bridge. There's others headed for the second tower and the Pentagon, but Dakota Bob's been getting warnings from the CIA all summer. He orders them shot down and the Air Force does its thing. Then the fighters are told to back off. No goddamn reason given. The last plane's over Providence when it's intercepted. And that's when the fucking trouble begins. Next, the day my heart broke. 21. NORAD, this is crazy. Why the... Archer, leader, I report. Do not engage target. Pull back. But I've got him locked up. I can... Archer, leader, you are not cleared weapons free. You are ordered to return to base immediately. He's headed straight for New York. NORAD, I just blew a plane load of Americans out of the sky. If we let this one through, it was for nothing. Please. I tell you no lie, GI. Part 3. Archer, leader, this is a direct order. Disengage. Return to base, but acknowledge. Oh, Jesus. Jesus Christ. Archer 2, break left. Roger. Archer, leader, on your 6. How did you get this? Shh. What the hell? Archer, leader, I thought I saw nothing. Fuck it. Let's go home. The rest I got straight from the horse's mouth. Ready. What? What? I can't hear you. I said ready. This'll scare them shitless. Grab on as soon as you can. We go in by the four doors, both sides. What? I said, move, this is bullshit. Move. Ah! Pah! Yeah! Somebody catch Black Noir! No one knows how Black Noir lived through that one. They're bred tough, but not that tough. Truth to tell, Homelander and Maeve are the real heavyweights. Lamplighter just about got home before his fucking lungs collapsed. They ain't trained for this, see? They ain't practiced. They don't know shit about hijacking or hostage situations or how a goddamn plane flies through the air. They ain't even got a plan. They just think we're the 7. We're super. We can do this. Okay, straight in. What? Mom, look who it is. Michael, sit down. Those men have knives. If they hear you, they'll... Mom, it's okay. We're gonna be okay. Mom! Shit! Michael, we're here to help! Michael, no! Calm down, for Christ's sake! It's them! Oh, fuck! Everyone, sit down! The masks are because the air is escaping! Sit down and put one on! What? What? I can't hear a... Help us! That's what we're fucking doing! Yeah! Well? No way! No fucking way! The goddamn thing will take us with it! Sit down, all of you. You've got to sit down. Killed the pilots. They killed the flight attendants. Please. Jesus Christ. Shut up. Ah, fuck. Come on. What the hell is going on? They've locked themselves in. Fuck them. Ah, I had enough of this. Coming through. Ah, whoop. Jesus. Ah, what? Deep punched the windshield out. We're getting the jet stream right in our faces. Oh, fucking nuke. Fucking nuke. You know, I know how this is going to end, but it's no less bloody disgusting to think these Egypts got them all them people killed. Uh-huh. Folks on that plane were dead from the start. Fighter boy would have made it quicker, sure. But the real goddamn crime is the shit that happened next. Marathon, wake up, you... Ah! Oh my god. Oh my god. Ugh. Jesus Christ almighty. What? What the fuck is the matter with you now? Come on, damn it. But I... Just trust me on this, okay? They're dead, okay? They're all dead. Jesus wept. There's nothing to stop us landing the plane. Except there's guts all over the instruments. Except we don't know how to fly. Black Noir was the fucking pilot, you unbelievably stupid shit. But I thought you had a plan. I thought you did. Guys, what do we do now? In the name of God Almighty, please, somebody help us. Guys? Fuck this. What'd you say? Just a goddamn minute. No. Ah! Ugh! Homelander, where are you going? Ah! God, we're going down. What's he doing? Sir, what are you doing? Save us. Homel, oh my God. Fucking cocksucker, no, don't you fucking leave me, no! Oh, Jesus, fuck! Get off me, you asshole, I'll burn you off! I'll fucking burn you off, let go! No, you don't have to, you can carry me, you can! You're the homelander, you can do anything, please, I don't want to die, please, Jesus, you know you can help me, please don't let me fucking die! Just quit the goddamn whining, will you? God, we're gonna die here. What are you doing? What's happening? Why aren't you trying to help us? Not round my neck, you. Shit. Oh, shit, man. You gotta do something. What am I supposed to do? Stop it. It's gonna hit the city. Look at it. We weren't supposed to let this happen. And they'll fucking shit can us for this. You can't leave us. You gotta save us. Please don't go. Get the fuck off me. Can you, like, push it? It's not on the ground. There's nothing to push against. I'm gonna hit it at the back. Try and shove the tail down. Level it out. Yeah. Hang on. Jesus, you're going kind of fast. So's the plane, you stupid prick. Come back, you... Fuck! Don't let her go! Oh, fuck, Marathon. Did you see that? Marathon? Ah! And then you get that shot they love showing, but no New Yorker ever wants to see again. I remember seeing it. I was thousands of miles away. I had not even been to New York at that stage, but I remember thinking nothing's going to be any good anymore. It wasn't just all the people getting killed, though that was awful. It wasn't even what was coming next. I mean, you knew they were going to use it as an excuse for the shite they've been wanting to do for ages. The fucking Patriot Act in Pakistan and all. It was just the thought that there was stuff like this loose in the world. They sure didn't waste any time. Dakota Bob went right on TV right away, admitted ordering the plane shot down. He played it just right. It fit well with his image. No one was about to blame him. Hell, he did great. He'd listened to the spooks when they told him it was coming, had fighters patrolling commercial airspace all summer long. People love him. His backers love him. He takes us straight into Pakistan so defense gets the big bucks and fucks social spending. But he said the Air Force shot them all down. Not just the first one and the one they think was going for D.C. He's covering up, and not just the goddamn seven. No way in shit does Bob call off the fighters for Vought American Soups. The man who would is Vic the Veep, but he ain't supposed to be in charge. And that's what none of us can figure. What changed after the first plane went down? What the hell happened in the goddamn White House that morning? Uh-huh. Did no one see anything during the attack light? Couple of people said what hit the plane wasn't a missile. Said there was no explosion, shit like that. There was even some broad in Greenpoint got Mr. Marathon's corpse through a ceiling, but Vought paid her to shut up. The rest got called conspiracy theory. Mostly because people just don't want to know. Jesus Christ. And the whole thing's just Vought fucking field testing the 7? Demonstrating, kid. You imagine how things would be right now if the assholes had managed to land that plane? But instead, well, that's what you get when a bunch of fucks and tights try to save the goddamn day. Next temper tantrum. 22. A-Train? There's something wrong with the keypad. I can't get the door open. A-Train? No, you can't. Almost the instant the bridge went down, Victory Comics stopped all their books in the printers. Art was changed or scrapped completely. Scripts got rewritten. Whole storylines disappeared overnight. Guy I know had to go through every page they published for the next 6 months, removing every single instance of the word war, so as not to offend anyone forgotten we were in a real one. Here's how the 7 greeted the brave new world. I tell you no lie, G.I. Conclusion. Print and be bland, you might say. Their specialty. Point they're making is, whatever else you think about the 9/11, suits in general, and the 7 in particular, didn't have nothing to do with it. Were you still at Vought then? Long gone. But I got people still give me the inside scoop. I'm the legend, kid. I built Victory Comics from the grounds up. Ground up, rather. Aye. So how do you know what happened on that plane? I mean, you said it came straight from the horse's mouth. Did I? Yeah, I guess I did. For a long time, the 7 stay out of the public eye. As far as anyone knows, they were out of town fighting Molesto on the big day. When they do come back, A-Train's been brought in to replace Mr. Marathon, and the Lamplighter announces he's going to be taking a break. Well, he hasn't announced for him. He can't really speak at the press conference because he's too busy filling his pants with shit, mainly due to the fact that he's dead. He's the first ever soup to undergo Vought's new resurrection process, and he comes out of it about as smart as a sack of potatoes. What happened to him? Frenchie and the female kicked 7 kinds of shit out of him. Then Mallory blew a .45 round through the base of his skull. Let's look at him again. Yeah, he's completely gone. Mallory, Lieutenant Colonel G.D. Mallory, was you before you were you, kid. He was your predecessor. Hell, he was more than that. He recruited Butcher and M.M., and all of them. He's the man that started the boys. Have you done something to the door? So fast you didn't see me. Why? A-Train, what's the matter with you? Nothing. It's the only way someone like me could get his hands on someone like you. You stuck-up little cunt! Ow! Get off me! What are you doing, A-Train? You little fucking whore, I'll give you what you want. I'll give it to you. Get off! You're out of your mind. You can't do this. You can't. I can do anything I like. I'm a fucking superhero. A-Train, I'm warning you. Fuck you. I'm in the 7. There are no consequences for me. A-Train, get your fucking goddamn hands off. Now! Ah! Bastard! Get off, bastard! You bitch, you fucking blinded me. I'm blind. You tried to rape me, you prick. Oh God, I can't see. I'm blind. Good. I'm glad. You deserve it. You fucking bitch, what have you done to me? You're lucky I didn't... Oh. Homelander, you know what this little whore did? She used her fucking powers on me, man. But he... Fuck you, she's blinded me. I can't see shit out of my left eye. Dude, you need to shut the fuck up. Like hell I do, she's fucking burned my eye out, and I want to know what you're going to do about it. Fuck. Well, hold on, look at that again. He just destroyed an entire aircraft. It hasn't been a very good day. So where's Mallory now, then? Out west, last I heard. Think M.M. keeps in touch with him. Just don't tell Butcher I said so. Him and Mallory ain't on speaking terms no more. Why no? And why did they kill the Lamplighter anyway? I mean, did the boys have a fucking go at the 7? The 7 are the target, kid. Ain't you figured that out yet? The target, well, I know they're the biggest soups, and we're meant to be keeping them in line, manage them like... Ha ha ha. Do me a favor, next time you're with the Butcher, take a look at him. Really look at him. And ask yourself if that's a guy remotely fucking interested in management. Anyhow, first time out, they tried going at the 7 by what you'd call a less roundabout route. That costs both sides pretty dear. Taught Butcher to take his time in the future. That phone call to the agency about Vic's speech, that was a nice little fuck you or just the right proportions. Hang on, costs both sides? Who'd we lose? Huh, well, one thing I'll say about the Homelander, he's got a temper, but he's smart enough to pick his battles. Lamplighter was a real dick. As soon as he saw they were being fucked with, he flew right off the handle. After all, who would dare? Fair question, I guess. No one ever had. Long story short, he went looking for Mallory and got his granddaughters instead. That almost sent the whole thing nuclear overnight. How in fuck Mallory stopped himself from, Jesus, it's beyond me. Well, no one was kidding themselves who'd come out on top in a straight fight. Well, what happened next with Butcher's files going straight to the media? That was no big mystery neither. So a gesture got made. A sacrifice. And that's how they left it. The seven can't move on, the boys, because they'd be digging their own graves. Boys can't start nothing for the same reason, except in their case it's literal. But when Butcher makes a mess of Vic's speech, a nudge, a shove, gotta remind Vought that suits of national defense are a no-no. Seven never stopped being the target here, kid. And you think that's wise? I think fuck Vought American is what I think. Fuck their people. Fuck their plans. Fuck their soups. And anyone wants to take them down, I'll give them all the help I can. But I've had two kids in my life, both sons, both dead. Stanley was a sergeant in the cavalry. First of the 7th, Air Cav. But he died at the IA Drang in 65 because of those stupid goddamn fucking useless rifles. I was a good company man till then. I put their shitty comic books together for them. I made their super faggots look like heroes. But when my boy got killed for profit, the true believer in me died forever. It was like I finally saw the light, and I swore I'd fuck him for it, no matter how long it took me or what the hell it cost. That's why you stayed on. Asked to handle the Homelander. Gathering shit, kid. Gathering shit. Because I knew one day I'd meet a man who'd use it. Jings. Well, I was going to say you've given me some food for thought, but that'd be the understatement of the millennium. Do you mind me asking what happened to your other son? Ah, oh, he was a fucking douchebag. You killed him.
What?
Didn't I say you'd be doing me a favor? You can show yourself out, kid. Be seeing you. Here, wait a minute. That wasn't the boy's story. That was Vought American's. That whole thing from start to... Ah, come on, the fuck. I'm no wiser than I ever was. What a swizz. Do you know what almost happened to me today? I heard. No great surprise. Sooner or later, we all get fucked around here. No one's gonna do anything. The little creep's gonna get off scot-free, and I don't dare say anything to the Homelander. It's just so... So, I'm not your friend, little girl. God forbid. But would it kill you to offer me a martini? Nose pick. Anything for you, O Empress of the Other World? I don't know, Frenchie. Am I your fucking mother now or something? Aller de Garde Fresters. Whatever. Here are tickets. Go. Now can we go? Aller de Garde Fresters. All right. How'd you get on today, then? Said what I wanted to say. How's the legend? Same as usual. I've not spent so much time with him before. I keep thinking I'm going to start talking like him. Let's hear you call Roy Lichtenstein a thieving cocksucker, then. Splendidio. You get all the gory details you wanted? Secret history and all that? Oh, aye. He was very forthcoming. Full disclosure-like. Good. Come and have a deco at this. This is a fun-filled evening I've got forward to look to. This is a fun-filled evening I've got to look forward to. No, Black Noir is not caped, but he is quite clearly dark, and he has at various times both avenged and crusaded. He therefore more than fulfills the terms of the contract. Wait a minute. There's more to it than that? I mean, you could say I was quite deep. Okay, you could say I'm a deep sort of person. No, you couldn't, Jack. But you don't see me trying to steal his royalties out from under his nose, do you? Oh, is this 7 surveillance from last year? We're taking turns to work our way through it. Don't want to swap with me for tonight, do you? No, I'm seeing Annie. Don't say anything. My lips are sealed. It's not the same, and you know it. Well, why don't we ask Black Noir what he thinks? Oh, that's right. He never fucking says shit. He just sits there and picks up his full 1%, doesn't he? Oh, grab a hold of that file on your way out, by the way. One on the desk there. Oh, what is it? Homework, mate. Have fun. G-Men. Oh. No, I do not want to break up with you. I just thought after... Oh, God, I am so sorry. I don't care about that. That was nothing. But it was awful. I mean, I just wanted to die there and then. Don't be daft. Do you think that's the first time something like that's happened to anyone? You are so great. You are exactly what I need right now. I am a gem. Come on and we'll sit down. It looks like they've kept us our usual bench. I was scared you weren't going to phone me back, you know. I've got no other way getting in touch with you. I was scared I was never going to see you again. Do you think we might be moving too fast? I mean, here I am asking you if you're going to dump me, but we've barely been out on a single date. We still hardly even know each other. I'm scared. We're letting this safety we each think the other represents, we're letting it take over, like we're projecting some idea of who we really want to be with, but we're not actually stopping and thinking. Jings, you know, I really do love Americans. I'm coming to love them more and more, but you don't have to believe in complicating things, do you? Well, let's face it, Huey. We're both complete romantics. I mean, you're not as bad as I am, but you're still pretty bad. No arguments there. Annie, what you're saying really makes sense. It really does. But you also told me you thought what's between us was more precious than gold. And I honestly think that's what's really true here. And you know, if you really do think we're moving too fast, I can always kiss you really, really slowly. Worf! Ugh. Oh, bloody hell. Sorry, mate. How much of this bollocks have I missed, then? Good luck back in the corn belt. What? With what's his name? And, whatever they're called. Hmm? Fuck me. Jesus. Who are you, then, you dirty little mare? The end. Convention covers. San Diego Comic-Con. Exclusive cover. And more dynamite. Battlefields. We can do battlefields. Jennifer Blood. We can do Jennifer Blood. Yep. It's quite a lot of stuff we can still do. Anna spends some good words establishing Jennifer's character, immediately giving her a unique slant. Remember, this is another Ennis. Jennifer Blood. We've got them. If you say, hey, when you guys get when you get done with the boys, can you put up some Jennifer Blood for me? Or, you know, whoever wants to read it. Sure. We can do it. Poor bastard. Okay, so what's the next one? Got it. There we are. Volume 4. Oh, wow, it's even longer. We gotta go now. Wow. It's like a fucking frat party. What the hell? Man, I bet you guys can't wait for me to cover this one. We may cover it tomorrow, we may cover it next, or the week after next, but we will get more boys to you. I'll probably cover it next, tomorrow. I'm thinking about it. It's 2:02, so we'll see, but I can't do both Spawn and the boys. It's going to be a lot of reading. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out for Grimm's Comics Corner with the boys.